All right, we just heard some of Ike's potential targets for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's look at who we think the team could be looking at in the first round, and also we'll take a look at a mid to late round possible option for the team, and I'll start things off. At number 20, I could see the Eagles selecting Jake Fisher, offensive lineman from Oregon. I say offensive lineman because he's versatile. He's played both left and right tackle. He's moved inside the guard, a third-team All-America selection. Big, 6'6", 309 pounds, athletic. I could see him being plugged in as a right guard, or at least in that competition early on. And down the line, he could be a potential replacement for Jason Peters, whether it's on the left side or the right side.
All right, I will go with a player who versatility is the key for this defense. I think we can agree. Eric Rowe, the cornerback slash safety from Utah. I think he would be a cornerback for the Eagles. He has the size, speed, measurables that you would look for at the position that Vice President of Player Personnel Ed Manowitz talked about. He has good football character. He has good regular character. He has the experience of having played safety and played corner. He ran very well at the combine, about a 4.4. Physical, can stand up on the outside. I think he could come in and compete to start right away.
Yeah, Bo, I went with the same position. Another guy who's played corner and safety in college, Byron Jones, 6'1", 199 pounds, a physical, technically sound corner. I think he's got scheme and position versatility. This kid checks all the boxes from a height, weight, speed, athleticism, competitiveness, and character standpoint. The Eagles have reportedly shown a lot of interest in Jones. If they stay put at 20, if he's there, I think he's the pick.
All right, I'm going to go with a mid-round prospect, and I'm going to stay on the offensive side of the football. I'm going to go with former Georgia wide receiver Chris Conley. Now, his name, you know, came up a lot during the combine because he had an impressive workout, but he was very productive at the University of Georgia, led the team in yards and receptions last season. And from a size standpoint, 6'2", 213 pounds, great character off the field, top-notch guy, and is a big fan of the Star Wars series and has even produced and directed his own fan film.
All right, well, I don't know if I needed that information, but I will move on to a player who, as opposed to Rowe, went from safety to corner. This player went from corner to safety in his college career, and that's Adrian Amos, the safety from Penn State. Has the versatility, I think, to play a similar role to what Malcolm Jenkins does for the Eagles. Could be that interchangeable safety. I think he could compete to start right away if he's taken maybe second, third, maybe fourth round for the Eagles. I think third round is maybe where he's expected to go, but I would not be surprised if he goes late second to the Eagles, and I think he has those size, speed, measurable stuff, has the football character. I think he was a team captain at Penn State, so he's the guy I would look for. And then everybody talks about round 6 and 7, Oboom Gwachum from Oregon State, but I'll go with Amos as my guy.
Yeah, no question. Oboom Gwachum is a fan favorite for sure. Jordan Hicks is the linebacker from Texas that I want to talk about. Bo, you and I saw him down at the Senior Bowl. He's got good size, 6'1", 235 pounds. He's got sideline-to-sideline ability. I think he's got the chance to be a rare breed in today's NFL because of his size, his toughness, his ability to play in the box and in coverage. I like Hicks. He's had some injury issues at Texas, but I think he's got the ability to be a three-down linebacker in the NFL.
Now, those are some options, potential options for the Eagles at the first round and in the middle round, so make sure to stay tuned for those names. Now, to continue our coverage here on Eagles Draft Center, we're going to send it back to the studio for Dave Spadaro, who's being joined by ESPN's Sal Palantonio.